Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
33, I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning. It is always an incredible, incredible event, and that is Redfest. That is coming up. It is something that is just inspiring, and somehow it always comes at a time where we need it most, or maybe we always feel that we need it most. Joseph Gerassi, Executive Head at Red Hill School. Good morning. How are you? Thank you for joining us.
Howard.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, and yourself?
I am good, thank you. It's just quite remarkable, because whenever we chat about this, I think, oh my word, this is exactly what the world needs. And it just comes around when it needs to. Tell us about the Red Hill Arts Festival.
Yeah, I agree with you, Howard. With everything that's happening in the world, we sometimes just need to be able to have a bit of a break and just see, you know, and just be inspired by things that are happening around us. And specifically here in Johannesburg, over Youth Month and over Youth Weekend, it's great to be able to bring the entire Johannesburg community onto the Red Hill campus for what has become, you know, Johannesburg definitely its largest arts festival, as it brings together, you know, artisanal markets, it brings together musicians, it brings together performers, it brings together dancers, it brings together visual artists. It's just an amazing weekend starting really on this. It's more than a weekend. It starts Thursday evening as we open with an incredible, incredible cabaret with Vicky Sampson, who's well known to everybody in South Africa. And then we go right through Friday. We have a full-on day for students where we do an educational day where we've got the top directors, choreographers, artists coming onto our campus, and students from all different schools come to learn a little bit more about the arts. And then we move into the weekend, which are all our professional productions, professional artists, etc. And then on the Monday, which is new to Redfest, is our Youth Day, where we celebrate young artists as they come with their marimbas and orchestras and choirs and theater productions and perform on the campus. So basically from Thursday evening all the way until Monday evening, great, all day, all night, we're having a really good time on campus.
What I always wonder about these things is it's obviously around the school and it's around youth and showcasing. At the same time, you want it to be as professional as possible. How do you balance that? Because it is so easy to almost remove it from students, even if there's a high standard, but there's always going to be a better standard, to remove it from students for the sake of almost perfection. But obviously that would be a mistake. How do you balance that?
So it's really about giving students the opportunity of performing alongside professionals. And I think that's really important for young people. Young people who put so much into their music and into their art, to be able to say, well, there is, an art exhibition that are going to have some of the best artists in South Africa exhibiting, but also alongside them, we'll have some of the best student artists exhibiting. Right. And so, you know, young people can feel that they have their artworks right next to someone who's professional. You've got a professional production that's happening in one theater, and right next door, you've got students, you know, from different schools who are performing, and they can say, you know, right next door us, we've got some of the best professionals in the country who are performing, and we're performing in that same festival. And then you've got the likes of Matthew Moll, Mzansi Youth Choir, Zolani Mhola, Arno Costins. You know, these guys bring the real professionalism when it comes to our music festival. But at the same time, you've got Battle of the Bands, which are the top school bands that are performing alongside them. So it's about getting how do we get people to come on a campus and enjoy young student, up-and-coming student work alongside the professionals?
Incredible. This is the whole rebirth of the Grahamstown Festival happening just nearby, which I absolutely love. Okay, so now it starts, as you said, Thursday evening. If people want to go, they want to book tickets, do they need to book tickets? How does it all work?
Okay, so there's two ways of getting onto the campus. One, you can you can buy a weekend pass, which we've reduced by a lot, by nearly 50%, and that would give you entry onto Oval. Now, our Oval field is where we have the AT artisanal markets, and we have all of our live music. So that gets you entry onto there, and you just buy that on you get onto www. Dot redfest.co.za or directly onto well that will get you through to our ticketing
Right. Yeah, I'm on that at the moment. It's a very it's a great website because it's actually so clear and it's got everything you need on it. But sorry, carry
If
on.
you just buy a ticket, if you just buy a ticket for a show and you show that at the entrance, you don't pay anything to get onto the campus, but that will only get you into the shows that you've now you've decided you've decided you.
Right. It really is incredible. What about this year excites you most?
Well, I'm really excited that we've got a comedy festival this year. So when you talk about, just a lighter
Needing
side of
it,
life,
yeah.
so Chris Forrest is doing Don't Burn Your Sausage, which is almost fully booked out. We've also got Illusionists. We've also got we've also got a whole lot of as I said, comedy, which is great. And then there's some amazing one woman shows, A Doll's Life,
I see.
Earthside.
Yes.
We've also got From the Other Side, which are the music of Adele. We've got Growing Old Disgracefully with Tanya Kunderman. So there's cabaret. There's comedy, there's magic, there's illusion, there's theater, it's something for absolutely everyone. And then, of course, we've always got our children's festival. And this year, we've got Mother Goose, we've got Railway Children, and we've got Goldilocks and the Three Bears. So, right from 4 years old, right up until whatever age you are, there is something for you. There are beer tents, there's gin gardens, there's, we've got over 20 different restaurants on campus. So, if you, especially on a long weekend.
Oh, it's such a lovely thing to do. Yeah, and I'm actually just looking at the list as well, under retail therapists for those who love good brows and beautiful things, unique local brands, handmade goods, stylish streetwear. The list here is of vendors absolutely fantastic. So this is also just a lovely thing to do, just to enjoy time out and a great experience. So we wish you all the best. Just give us that website address again for anybody who wants to have a look at it.
It's www.redfest, REDFEST .co.za. And as you said, it's an excellent website. It gets you onto theater productions, music artists, whatever you want to, it's on there, and you just press click and you'll get straight onto the booking site.
Absolutely fantastic, Joseph Gerassi. Very, very exciting weekend coming up, and more than a weekend. It's a long weekend. It's Youth Day. It is a great opportunity just to get out and enjoy the time. Joseph Gerassi is executive head at Red Heel School, talking about upcoming Red Fest and the embracing of the arts. It is 8:42.